Welcome to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. I'm Cheryl Waters. I host the midday show on KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle and at kexp.org. I always love to put together these collection of some of my favorite songs right now, and I've got a lot of new stuff and maybe a couple of older tracks in here, and by older I mean maybe from last year, but I'm really excited to share these with you, and I've got a good sampling of local music for you, as I often do. Today I'm starting off with Austin punk rock troubadour Scott H. Byram. His ninth album, Nothing But Blood, is a strong set of songs seamlessly blending blues, gospel, and country with occasional jolts of punk and metal. And here he is right now with one of the softer tracks on the album called Slow and Easy. It's the KEXP Music That Matters podcast.
Walking through the woods as a child, come up on some pages on an old brush pile. Torn up pictures of some people getting wild, wondering why it stayed with me so long. On a train shooting through the lonely night, trying to get home, baby, for broad daylight. I'm just sitting back, sipping on some day-old wine, slow and easy one more time. Slow and easy one more time. No more peaceful than I was when I was wild. Slow and easy, gotta get that same old high. Slow and easy. Slow and easy one more time. I've been accused of so many things, only a few, baby, can I be blamed. Meet so many people with so many goddamn names, please forgive me, I'm insane. Walk through the garden with my black thumb, plenty of rain this year but hardly any sun. Tangled up in my old mess of weeds and vines, that's all right, have another sip of wine. Slow and easy one more time. No more graceful than I was when I was a child. Slow and easy, gotta get that same old high. Slow and easy, slow and easy one more time. Sometimes I'm crying late at night, I can't make it by myself. And you ain't never gonna hear me say, I won't hit that long old road, no, no. And baby, don't you hear me when I'm crying, won't put my love back on your shelf, no, no. And I hope you feel it in your heart when I tell you, oh baby, come back home. Oh, baby, take me home. On a train shooting through the lonely night, trying to get home, baby, for broad daylight. I'm just sitting back, sipping on some day-old wine. Slow and easy one more time. Slow and easy one more time. No more peaceful than I was when I was wild. Slow and easy, gotta hit that same old high. Slow and easy. Slow and easy one more time. Thank you.
Imagine you all.
That is Warm Soda out of Oakland, California, and that song called Young Reckless Hearts. And you also heard the Coat Hangers. They're out of Atlanta, Georgia. Their new record called Suck My Shirt, and that song called Follow Me. AJ Davila in there, the debut solo album from the frontman for Puerto Rico's Davila Seis, is a high-energy blend of garage rock, punk, power pop, psych rock, and more. I cannot get enough of that song called Salvajes. Again, that's AJ Davila. You also heard local band Kithkin, their debut full-length Rituals, Trances, and Ecstasies for Humans in the Face of the Collapse comes out May 20th, following an excellent EP and that song called Altered Beast. And Scott H. Byram starting it off with Slow and Easy from the Austin Troubadour's latest album, Nothing But Blood. I'm Cheryl Waters. This is the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. I love recording these because I get to sit here and listen to all these songs I love over again. And right now, here is a legendary band. Do the Beast is the Afghan Whigs' first new album in over a decade and a half. They were founded in Cincinnati, Ohio in 1988, and they have long stood out from their peers with their savage, rapturous blend of hard rock, classic soul. Frontman Greg Dooley's amazing. There just are no words for Greg Dooley. And the new album serves both as a homecoming as it marks their return to Sub Pop Records, for whom the Whigs were the first signing from outside the label's Northwest base. And it's a glimpse into the future of one of the most acclaimed bands of the past 30 years. From the new Afghan Whigs album, Do the Beast, here's the song Algiers.
Say, dream. slowly underneath. So you plug in more, so you spray your inky screen. Blue is all alone, open all your doors and be released. All the rush goes all the way down until you lose control. Sick habits let heavy money down until your feet get dough. All the rush goes all the way down and there's no control. And we're all just faces in ruins.
That is Seattle band Mythological Horses with the song Cold Heart on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. They're originally from Alaska. I just read on their Facebook page they're going to be doing a couple of house shows up there in May. So if you're listening to this and you live or are traveling to Alaska, you've got an opportunity to see some great live music in an intimate setting. I highly recommend Mythological Horses. I actually asked KEXP local music show host and producer Charlize Metcalf last week to turn me on to some fresh new local music. She gave me a huge stack of CDs. I made it through about three or four, and I've got two of them on this podcast, and I was going to give Charlize credit and a shout out for helping me discover Mythological Horses. And lo and behold, she stuck her head in the door when I was recording this podcast. So Charlize, thank you so much. Can you tell me anything else about this band?
I can't because I haven't seen them live yet. I look forward to it, and I really want them to play on my show. And one thing that I do for the show that John has always told me to do, he's like, answer every email and listen to every CD that comes through. And I looked at the Mythological Horses album art, and I was like, this is kind of weird. But I listened to it, and it was quite a nice surprise.
Well, that is an onerous task because you get literally hundreds and hundreds of CDs probably every month. So good on you for listening to all of those, and thank you for turning me on to this band.
My pleasure. But I'm just like you. Don't you crave? You crave new music.
I do.
And you want to hear everything in the world.
And since we're talking about this, I'll let you know, every DJ can't discover every new thing here at KEXP. And we love that we're a community of music lovers. And hopefully between all of us, and there's about 50 DJs here at KEXP, we discover most of what's great out there. But we learn from our listeners as well through your requests and suggestions. And we're always trading music back and forth between each other. And I can't thank Charlize enough for turning me on to Mythological Horses. We're both fans of the band Pillar Point, who you heard before them. The latest project from Scott Reitherman, formerly of Throw Me the Statue, is Pillar Point. His debut album under that name, a strong set of moody electropop with vintage synths and dance-friendly rhythms. Catchy pop melody is just like Throw Me the Statue, but if you're familiar with that band, you know that this is definitely a left turn for Scott and must be tons of fun for him to be doing this Pillar Point project, so different from his other band. And you also heard electronic three-piece Psychic Rites in there, originally from Moscow, Idaho, although I just read on their Facebook page that they currently live in Portland, Oregon, and that song was Alone at Night. And I also have to give credit to Charlize. That was in that stack of CDs that she shared with me last week, and I immediately contacted them and asked if we could use that song Alone at Night on a podcast, and got 2 cents for them.
The video for this track is super fun. It's kind of dark, but it's really fun. I sent it to you. I know I send you weird videos.
Oh, you did. She does in the middle of the night. And I never know if it's going to be a good video of a band or just a video of a cat playing ping pong. You never know with Charlize. And she sends me so many. I can't watch them all. But I haven't watched that yet. I will. I look forward to it because I'm loving Psychic Rites. More local music in that set from Seattle duo Goodbye Heart reminds me of another male-female duo, Fantagram. So if you're fans of Fantagram, you'll love Goodbye Heart. And that mesmerizing song was called Just Kids. And legendary band The Afghan Whigs kicking things off with that song Algiers from their album Do the Beast. And I love that song so much, I just immediately wanted to hit repeat and play it again in that set. Charlize, thank you for all the great music. I want to let you know that her show is on Saturday nights from 6 to 9 p.m. here on KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle. And you can stream online at kexp.org.
Thank you for letting me live out my local music fantasies during the week.
Charlize is one of the biggest music fans you will ever know, and I definitely encourage you to listen to her show if you love local music, whether you live in Seattle or anywhere in the world. We have so much great music in this region, and she showcases it again for 3 hours every single Saturday night and has a live band almost every weekend, if not two live bands. Continuing on with the Music That Matters podcast, up next, veteran roots rockers, Drive-By Truckers.
They'll call me your baby, We're not getting what I want.
Chelsea Wolfe's fourth studio album came out last September, and although not a conceptual album, she claims there are a lot of different themes there. It's largely about idealistic love, and according to Chelsea Wolfe, the red dress she's wearing on the album cover represents volcanic lava. That's kind of an interesting side note there. Before Chelsea Wolfe, you heard Welsh band Joanna Gruesome. Their debut album is full of sugary noise pop with scuzzy shoegazerish guitars. I can't quite say shoegazerish today, but I sure am a fan of that style of music. There's also a lot of energetic rhythms, soft vocals, and bright pop hooks on that one. And that also came out last year, that Joanna Gruesome song. Okay. All of a sudden, I can't talk, so it's kind of good that we've come to the end of the podcast. That Joanna Gruesome album called Weird Sister. I love the cover of that album as well. You also heard Dude York in there. The Seattle Trio's full-length album, Dehumanize, is an impressive blend of melodic power pop. They've got some raucous garage rock and crunchy guitars on there, occasional horns and piano as well, and more energetic rhythms and bright song hooks. Again, that is Dude York, that song called Cannibal. And Seattle band Shake Some Action with another delicious collection of jangle pop on their new album Catch the Sun. You just heard Wait for Summer. And Drive By Trucker's new album English Oceans is steeped in country, folk, and soul, and that song you heard called Pauline Hawkins. All right, I'm going to wrap it up while I'm ahead here, and a lot of live music, a lot of local music on the podcast today, if I'm counting correctly, 7 local tunes out of 15 today. I always love putting these together, and if you want to send me any comments, I'm Cheryl at kexp.org. All right, until next time, I hope you enjoyed today's Music That Matters podcast from KEXP.